Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Asan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
Acts chapter 26, we read from verse 13 to 18.
Acts chapter 26,
verse 13 to 18. At midnight, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above. Above the brightness of the sun, shining ran about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all falling to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me. And saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for you to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest.
Now, me be said, now why the enemy can say, Erade? Now, I can say, me the Christ, now what art I mean?
But rise and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared unto you for this purpose.
Now, sorry, dinner, when I say, Madam, when the Edia Trump, I was saying,
to make you a minister and a witness both of the things which thou hast seen and of those things in the which I will appear unto
thee,
delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom I now send
thee,
to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God.
Now what do you feel about some to me more at your mama when you put to me?
The power of Satan is broken this morning.
Hallelujah!
That they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. This morning I want to share with you a message entitled A Supernatural Experience.
Hallelujah.
Now, what can happen in a supernatural service like this?
A 24-hour
miracle can take place.
In other
words, there is something you may be believing God for. Tomorrow by this time, you would have had
it.
In a supernatural service, a 24-hour miracle is possible. So if that is what you need and that's what you believe in God for, may you have it in the name of Jesus.
In
a service like this, healing is possible. In fact, I believe that some people are going to be healed without being prayed for.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit Himself is going to heal you.
Hallelujah.
Because He is the healer. I said, Jesus is the healer.
Yes,
if He doesn't heal, no one can heal. In a service like this, there can be a powerful miracle in your life. Something you haven't even asked for can be given you out of the mercies of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In a service like this, the Lord can speak to you like he spoke to Paul. And God is going to speak to individuals among us today.
I receive it. Now,
sometimes when I come close to people, I get something about them. So in a service like this, I may say something about your life. Keep it somewhere and look out for the Lord's confirmation. All this and more are part of what we call a supernatural experience. In a supernatural experience, a sickness in a person's life can be taken out of the person without the person knowing it. A marriage that was bound to go bad can be healed and turned around and restored by the Lord in a supernatural experience like this. In a supernatural service like this, an intelligence can be enhanced.
Yeah.
And a school can be given you that you should not have had. I said a school, an opening you in a top school that you should not have had.
Receive it.
Receive your 24-hour or more miracle.
I receive it.
In a service like this,
to say,
all these things and others happen because of the Holy Spirit himself. Because except the Lord builds, they labor in vain them that build. You see, we said that July is a month of testimonies. How many of you have testimonies already?
Wow.
So you to think about it and you realize that there's something you were not expecting that has already happened
yes.
to you. So the Holy Spirit himself comes into a service like this where Jesus is being exalted, and when the work of Jesus is being acknowledged, the work of Jesus being healing, deliverance, restoration, uplifting, salvation, and all that goes with our inheritance as a saint, as these things are being enhanced, God by the Holy Spirit is able to open your heart, open your destiny, and fix those things so that you can say that I have them indeed.
Now someone must be able to say, "What brought Christ to your destiny? Christ to your job? Be here, yes, I hear it. Or did you go see by a pa? Or did you feel sumo ko hemu? Or my answer is sebi a sumo to say ya ya wawa yesu. What do you say? Now me so sumo ko to me ba wa brought bomb. Eno wodat simo. Adibia enyen woyifim.
We don't need a service like this for God to do supernatural things for us. But our faith becomes keener and our expectations are enhanced when something like this is brought about. And a supernatural experience also takes place because of the ministry of the angels. This morning, angels will be walking up and down upon us. We are going to feel the brush of the wings of the angels.
Hallelujah.
This is what makes people to fall down sometimes. An angel might have brushed his wing against you. These things happen because of the faith, the corporate faith of the church. So with all these things happening in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, there was a man called Saul of Tarsus. This man thought he was doing a work of God. He was destroying the work of God in the church. On his way to Damascus one day to go and arrest church people and kill them and crucify them, the Bible tells us that he had a wonderful experience I call a supernatural experience. It was midday, that's around 12 noon. I suppose he was riding his horse or he was in a chariot, I don't know. A bright light, brighter than the midday sun, appeared all around him and his people.
Babu my say, a creamy frisuto on the soup.
And when the bright light appeared, he fell off onto the ground. God can put anybody down who wants to stand in your way of progress.
Amen.
God can take him off that horse, can take him off that position,
yes,
can take him off that place of influence, so that you can have your peace of mind.
That's
the first experience I want to talk about, falling. Falling is a supernatural experience that comes about when the presence or the power of God is overwhelming. I believe that Christians must not fight. If you are falling, don't fight it, just fall.
And I
show you why you must not fight falling. Anything that overcomes you has put you in a certain position you were not in previously. If the power of God comes upon you and you fall, you will rise up with something in you that was not in you.
Hallelujah.
So why don't you want to fall? I have actually prayed that I will fall, and I have not fallen properly before. You see, the kind of falling where before you are aware, you are picking yourself from the ground. I haven't fallen like that before. I'm too conscious. I mean, I when people are praying for me, I pray that I will fall properly, but I don't fall properly. So as we pray for you, you may fall. I said you may fall. If you have to fall, then fall. When Apostle Paul or when Saul fell, something unusual happened to him. Sometimes you must fall so that the wrong things that are on you can fall as well. Do you know that in the natural, when you fall down, some things on you can fall? So sometimes spiritually, God puts us down because he wants to rip us of certain things in our lives. Because anybody who falls can actually get up himself. But if there is a commotion, we will organize you. But until then, until the person wants to get up, for which you must help him or her, don't force anybody to get up, because don't break the work of God in a person in a supernatural service. The second supernatural experience that Apostle Paul had, you find it in verse 14. And when we were all falling to the earth, move on, we heard a voice. And when we were all falling to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me. How many fell? All of them fell. But how many heard? One person heard. The one who heard, we know much more about him today. I said the one who heard, we know much more about him today. The voice of God is everything to us, dear church members. If God speaks to you about something, write it down. Treasure it, because it's more than gold. They all fell, but he heard the voice. May you hear a voice this morning. There are people who are sometimes spiritually deaf. That was the condition of Saul before this encounter. Because he thought he was doing the work of God by persecuting the church. He had not heard from God, but he assumed he was doing the work of God. In spiritual things, we don't assume. So when he was thrown off, I believe that he was shocked. And when the voice came, he said, "Who are you?" Jesus said, "I am Jesus whom you are fighting against." Then he said to him, "It's difficult to fight against things about me." It is not enough to hear preaching. It is not enough to hear preaching. You must hear the voice of the Holy Spirit in you. You see, pray that when you must hear, you will hear. Because it will make a whole world of difference between you who hears and him who does not hear. So to hear is a great supernatural experience. I said it's a great supernatural experience. And the Lord will open somebody's spiritual ears this morning. So Jesus told Paul that what experience you have had, you are going to have many more appearances. I'm going to talk to you more. And the Lord spoke to him so much so that he has so much abundance of revelation. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7, he said that the revelations were so much that naturally he had the propensity to become proud. So the Lord gave him a servant to buffet him so that he will be humble. When you see in your life that you are so blessed and yet you have a lot and a corresponding level of persecution, God may be at work. The man who heard on the way to Damascus continued to hear from that day onwards. It was a turning point for his life. So he spoke to King Agrippa and said, "Oh King, I have not been disobedient to the heavenly vision. It has controlled and ruled my life since." The third supernatural experience I want to share with you from that verse or passage is deliverance. Deliverance. Give us verse 17. Jesus was explaining to Paul why he had appeared unto him. He said, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee. Sometimes the thing that is hindering you is a person. So God is able to deliver you from that person. Sometimes somebody is in a very bad relationship. He can't set himself free from that girl, from that man. But in a service like this, the Holy Spirit can bring you deliverance and you can go and say no to the person. If you realize that you are a Christian but you are helpless, something else is at play and it is not the will of God for you. God is bringing some people deliverance from people.
Hallelujah.
God is bringing you what? Deliverance. The psalmist said that, deliver me from those who are too strong for me. So you'll be delivered, according to Psalm 35 verse 10, from that and from people who are too strong for you. And that is part of a supernatural experience.
Amen.
The fourth experience I want to bring to your attention is receiving a call. Verse 16. But rise and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared unto you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness. So some people receive a calling from the Lord in a supernatural service like this. The Lord will give you a ministry. And the Lord will send you to go and witness about what you have experienced in life. I feel that somebody is going to have an experience and this person is going to be a very good witness. I feel it's a lady. A very good witness of the Lord Jesus and what he's able to do. It's not enough to be a minister. You must be a witness. I said you must be a witness. Your life must be a witness of what God is able to do. A minister is somebody who serves. A witness is somebody who has seen or heard something.
Yes. Yes.
You are going to see something and hear something on the basis of which your faith in God shall never be the same.
I receive it.
The final point I want to share with you this morning is what I call supernatural manifestations. Take us back to verse
13.
Supernatural manifestations. It was at midday. And he saw a bright light from above. A bright light from heaven. I said a bright light from heaven. That's a supernatural manifestation. Moses also had a manifestation like that. The bush was burning, but the leaves were not dropping. And the Lord did that to get his attention. So you are going to see some signs in the course of the service today. When you show interest in those signs, God will speak to you about something. When Moses saw those supernatural manifestations, he drew near, the Bible said. And Jesus did miracles, and the Bible says the disciples did not consider it. Why does God do signs and wonders? To let us know, to consider, and to make us draw closer to Him, that we may. The purpose of signs and wonders is not just for signs and wonders. It's a means to an end that is deeper.
Yeah.
A deeper work, a meaningful work, a purposeful work with God.
Yeah.
But sometimes people will not be moved until they see signs.
Yeah.
So the sign is like an advertisement.
Mm.
And out of it, God draws people closer
Hallelujah.
To Himself. The light was brighter than the light of the sun. No wonder he became blind. As for Saul, he needed to be blind. Because his eyes were open to all the wrong things, and God had to blind him and later on open his eyes to see the right things.
What a word. The
other people around him, they could see. But he could not see. He heard. They could not hear. But they had their physical eyes. He lost his sight. And the Lord sent a disciple by name Ananias. And when he got there, he confirmed to Saul some of the things the Lord had said to him on the way. And he prayed for him. His eyes were open. Immediately he began to preach in the temple. Your eyes are going to be closed and your eyes are going to be open.
Amen.
And you begin to see things in a completely different way from this day onwards.
If you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I repent of my sins. Please come into my heart and make you my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you for forgiving and accepting me as your child. If you have no place of worship, I wish to formally invite you to worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. at the Prevailing Word Chapel, located 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Come and be blessed.
These books were written by Reverend Ibuasan.
Family Matters, Counseling with Skill, Elders Ministry, Helps Ministry, and True Love are all available at Red Crest Bookshop, Sego Junction, and Expressions Gift and Cat Shop, next to UBA Bank, Takrady.
Lord, I'd love to sing your praise.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055 +233 26 767 6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com.